How to goose your artificial intelligence. Programming is your first and foremost survival skill in the era of artificial intelligence. You don't need to learn a complex language. Only AI is allowed to write optimized software now. What you need is the wonderfully cheerful ECMAScript, better known as JavaScript. As long as you know one competent language, AI will easily translate your code into the other ones. Don't listen to people when they say that JavaScript was made in 10 days. That was decades ago, and even then, I bet the code was awesome. Today, it is a language so precious that a powerful corporation is holding its name hostage. As of this morning, you shouldn't learn JavaScript from first principles. Let AI create your programs first, and then look at their source code. Oh, you will need to fix tiny bugs that confuse the AI and add little features that you, yourself, can just copy and paste in. You will learn the best way possible. JavaScript is an awesome language to write command line utilities in. Ask AI to help you with Node.js and your first command line utility. Tell it to avoid npm modules as they are too fat, and instead create what it needs in a local modules folder. And be sure to add, make it lightweight. Goosing is a term I invented this morning for you when I imagined this poem. I'm still not quite sure what it actually means, but it is about creating your programs to stand in a row without harming one another while you are learning and looking beyond and continue developing them to their own ends. And let me show you how I goosed my own AI this weekend to create a serious of precious standalone little commands, each a separate project on GitHub without getting anything tangled up at all. It all started with Piccadilly, a program named after a road in London, which accepts two or more images of a person making a face. Those images can be cats that are making a face that you generate using an AI. And for 15 seconds, a duration you can configure, it will randomly show the frames for random durations, making your strange creatures stick out their tongues and wink and making cats smile and talk, and overall, creating a lot of fun. Then I copied Piccadilly to skedaddle, which means to hurriedly send a message, as in use a telegraph rather than a horse. And here is the big deal. I started gently building Piccadilly up through creating new programs, new versions of it. And here I told the AI that I am no longer interested in random image duration. This copy of Piccadilly, named Skedaddle, will play animation in Morse code. Heads up, everyone, as it was unclear to me. Morse code is not dot and line. Morse code is signal and silence, and the signal can be short or long. That one really got me. Then I took Skedaddle, I actually copied the folder, as the case was with Piccadilly, and I told the AI I like max headroom. Add an image overlay of talking head to any video, creating Sardonic. That's the name of the program. Once I had the overlay feature, I told the AI that I want the images to animate based on sound volume, as in this narration. When there is a pause, the kitten's mouth will be closed, and when I'm speaking, the mouth will open, and the animation supports randomized images as in before, so the mouth will continue moving and making different unique motions appearing to speak. It's like those 1980s cartoons where the mouth isn't really perfectly synchronized, but it works without detracting from the story. I called this program Caricature. Piccadilly, skedaddle, sardonic, and caricature each represent an evolutionary step in creating an automatic lip-sync generator. Each is a fun little program, precious in its own way, and each can now be separately upgraded without causing any interference at all to the other programs. And again, AI does all the programming. This is why we can just copy a folder and not have to worry about multiple copies of the same code base. That's no longer an issue. AI can handle it. You just need to remember to say that the code needs to be JavaScript, simple and lightweight, full of helpful comments and easy to understand, and that the modules should be generated right next to it. You don't need to download them from the internet. And then be ready to look for bugs. Tell the AI what is broken or not quite right, and give it time for thought, for consideration, and multiple tries to try to fix the things. Again, artificial intelligence has received an upgrade to its ability to think, and it can synthesize answers that are not on the internet, that you will never find on the internet. They are buried in documentation, in old code, in throwaway files and backups. The future is now. Begin programming with your artificial intelligence as soon as you can. It's a lot easier than you think.